Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Okay, we are finally on deck here. And, it's been a rough couple of weeks. Next week, I probably will not be here. We are going to Indiana, something I don't want to do. But we are going to Indiana because I have some family stuff happening over there that is for Thanksgiving. So I guess it's a great thing. And on the way back, what I'm going to be doing is swinging by my brother's place and down in Texas. So I probably will not be here next week, but the week after I will be. we've got, I'd say a decent show going tonight. I haven't even hardly got things started yet. And it's just the way that the liberal left constantly changes their things. This last week, Colorado's governor went against New Mexico because New Mexico has kept us all locked down, and we are now like fifth in the nation in the number of COVID cases that we have going, and also deaths here. But the state, because of our governor, has been locked down. The media constantly helps the governor in everything that she does. So 90% of the people here are scared to death of COVID when there is absolutely nothing to be afraid of. But she is now claiming that instead of just two boosters to be fully vaccinated, you need three. And I know where this is going because it's not going to be something that you're going to want to go through. But as long as we have morons who think they know what they're doing when they don't, this nation is going to continue to go through this. And it's like I said, this is going to go all the way through the first of the year. And I said this about 3 or 4 months ago. Well, we are coming up on the last month of the year, and everything seems to be just going hunky-dory for the liberals because they're pushing us to now get three shots to be fully vaccinated. And what we have here with scandal-ridden alleged serial groper, Michelle Lujan Grisham, who is, our governor, she's now moving the goalposts. Something that she has gotten really, really good at. And right at the moment, one of the ads that I've got for my show tonight is one for two women. One is Renee Grout, and the other is for Lori Robertson. They are conservative Republicans who are running for city council. Now, if these two women actually win, the Republicans will have a majority in the city council, which, I've been in and out of Albuquerque for 40 some odd years now, and I don't think that's ever happened. So we've got some things going on here, which would be really cool. But what she's doing this time is fear-mongering New Mexicans not only into getting COVID-19 vaccine, which has not been proven, it has not been tested the way that vaccines always have been, and they've got over like something like 20, 30,000 deaths because of the shot now. But she is fear-mongering New Mexicans and not only into getting the COVID-19 vaccine, but claiming those who don't have a third booster are not fully vaccinated. Now, I told you a long time ago that once they got us to the point where they can say, well, now you're fully vaccinated at two, they're going to change the goalposts. And that's, like I said, this is something that Michelle Grisham here in this state has gotten really good at. If you remember back when everything was completely locked up, she had us on a three-color thing where red meant that you were in a lockdown county and you couldn't do anything. Then there was yellow, which meant that you were not quite so bad, but you were still, you still had to wear masks everywhere, but you were not completely locked down. And then there was green, which meant it was fine. You could do what you wanted. The state would no longer be locked down. Well, when it got to the point where most of the counties in this state were in green, she changed the goalpost then too, and changed it to putting in a new color, which was turquoise, which meant that things were still bad, but she would keep us locked down, but it was getting better. Then, coming towards the 4th of July, I started saying that she was probably going to do something like open up the state so that we could have our 4th of July, which she did. Then I said, in pretty much in the same sentence, that as soon as the 4th of July was over, she was going to close us back down again. And there were several people who kind of looked at me and said, no, that won't happen. Well, she did, just like I said. And this state right now is the fifth worst in the nation when it comes to COVID. She just cannot understand that in order for us to really get over COVID, we have to get to the point where we are all immune to it. And the only way to do that, folks, the right way to do that, is let our immune system do the work. Because the vaccine, the so-called experimental gene therapy that they're pushing on all of us now, including the children, is nothing more than experimental. No matter what Fauci says, no matter what the government says about this, it's experimental. They have not tested this the way that vaccines always have been. It's been pushed out on us and thrown into the limelight. And then when people started balking, they started saying, Fauci started saying, oh, you have to take this. Science proves it. No, science did not prove it. Science was never involved in that. And now he's getting pissed off and saying that people who don't follow his instructions are not following science. Well, Fauci has never followed science when it comes to this, so he has absolutely no clue what he's talking about. He has absolutely no reason to say the things that he's doing. And that is just pretty much the way things are here in New York and pretty much all around the nation. We have people like Michelle Lujan Grisham who know they're in trouble. They're upside down in their polls, yet they'll follow Fauci all the way right off cliff like a bunch of lemmings. And that's exactly what Biden is doing now. And look at his approval rating, something like about 35% I heard today. We've got to get ourselves going here, folks, because this nation is getting destroyed as we sit here and do nothing.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to do.
Show me where it says that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
They go low, he kicks.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men. Most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said, if we're in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time
An actor assassinated a president.
Amazing how people try to frame everything racially and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Okay, we are back. I'm using my microphone tonight, so hopefully everything will work out the way that it did last week. Last week I only did about 20-minute show, but it actually, I listened to it and the microphone really sounded good. So I'm hoping that it does the same this week because I tested it to see if it was working. It sounded like it was working fine. So excuse me. So I am going to try it again this week. If not, then I'm going to go back to using my phone because it seemed like that worked out pretty well, except for when I did my advertisements, then the microphone would actually close down the volume a little bit and I'd have to talk for a while for it to come back up again. But hopefully this week we'll be able to things going and have ourselves a good show. On the things that we are hearing today, one of the things that really jumped out at me was that trial for Rittenhouse ended today. He was acquitted on all charges, and there was a whole bunch of charges on him that were just absolutely insanely stupid. But vilified him because he was found not guilty on all charges. And there's been several people who have talked out against that, but you know, like but they're all Democrats. They're all morons, if you want to look at it that way, because they have absolutely no clue what the hell they're talking about. Cher said something stupid about, and she supposedly quoted Jesus, and that woman's going to go to hell in a handbasket anyway, because she absolutely has no clue what Jesus had to say about anything, because everything that she does goes completely against what Jesus taught. But I'm trying to go to it right now. And it's like Fox News Channel's Juan Williams said, if Rittenhouse were black, laws might have treated him a little differently. Oh, you think? He would have been treated completely differently, because the three men that were shot by him were white. This kind of surprised me. It even went to trial. A white man killing two white men and wounding another. I would have never thought that we'd have had the media push so hard on this, and then on top of that, try to force down some really good evidence that showed he was telling the truth and make sure it wasn't shown. And the only thing that really got that out of the way, got that in the way, was that the jury asked for it during their deliberations. When the jury asked for it, they had to say it. They had to show it. But Joy Reid on Rittenhouse said, America built on the idea that white men had a particular kind of freedom that only they have. Well, Joy Reid is a black woman who is saying things that only black women can say or black men can say on television. Don Lemon is another one who does this. They say things, they open their mouths and start running their traps without even knowing what the hell they're talking about, and nobody's supposed to do anything about it. Nobody is supposed to say, hey, you can't do that. But they can turn right around and do exactly the same thing to somebody else, and it's okay. Now, this nation has been going down the tubes for the last 13 years now. Started going down the tubes when Obama was president, because he was doing everything he could to force this nation into things that were illegal in the first place for the ways he did them. And it has actually led us to where we're at now. And I'm actually waiting now, not with bated breath, because it'll probably happen, for BLM, Antifa, and others to start rioting in Kenosha and everywhere else because Rittenhouse got off. Now, the evidence that they should have shown in the trial was the 4K drone footage that showed him running from these other three guys and then finally turning around at the last minute when they were just almost right on top of him, and he fires. Self-defense on that one. You have to look at that and see that it was self-defense. My friends, all of these people who are coming out saying that it was not, change this whole thing around a little bit and have Rittenhouse be a black man. Have the people chasing him, it wouldn't matter whether they were black or white, but let's make them white too. And he's running from these guys, and then at the last minute turns around and shoots all three of them. Two of them die. Where would BLM be? Where would Antifa be? Where would the media be? Where would Hollywood be? Now, if you think they'd be out and raising heck about it, especially if he got, if he did it, and it was on video and everything else that he did it, they would not be clamoring so hard to get him arrested, get him in a trial that actually should never have happened in the first place. And I think that the prosecutor in this trial should be disbarred for what he did. He knew what was going on. He knew that the guy who was on the ground who was kicking, or the guy who was kicking at Rittenhouse when Rittenhouse was on the ground, they knew who he was. Yet they kept that quiet and went after Rittenhouse. They knew Rittenhouse was defending himself. But they went ahead and tried to prosecute him anyway. This lawyer should be totally disbarred for what he did. And because, and I'll tell you something, if he isn't, this is going to happen again. The next time a white person has to defend themselves and somebody dies, we're going to have a new set of lawyers that are going to come out and say, oh, look at this. We've got ourselves a lawsuit we can go to the idiot for. It's going to happen, folks, because we are not putting a stop to this whole thing. This whole thing has to be put a stop to, because if we don't, it's going to continue to get worse, and it's going to continue to get worse until we stop it. It's the same thing with the government. This whole thing with the left in this government is going to continue to get worse until the people put their feet down on the necks of these guys and say, okay, we've had enough. This is it. Here in New Mexico, with that last election we had, our mayor, who has all but destroyed this city's economy, won re-election against two people. Both of them said that they were Republicans, but really the only one that was Eddie Aragon, and he lost. He got 13% of the vote. People should absolutely be totally insanely out of their minds over what they've done here. They gave this mayor a second term when he didn't even deserve a first. And it's just like Obama. He got his second term even though he didn't even deserve the first. And what I'm looking at with the way this nation is going, I can see Biden winning a second term, even though he doesn't even deserve that first because he didn't win. And here we are, wondering, scratching our heads and wondering, what the hell is happening here? Folks, if you would just look at what's going on, if you would stop voting for the Democrats, things would get better. And the problem is there's enough people to vote Democrat right now that they can cheat their way back into office, no matter what. If they didn't get any votes, it would be a lot harder to cheat an election like they did in 2020. It would be a lot harder to convince the people, hey, we actually won here. Let me clue you in here. In 2020, the Democrats did not win. Cheating, they won. Oh, yeah, they won absolutely. And they won because the people sat back and said, okay. Didn't fight it, didn't do anything about it. And the people who said stuff about it didn't matter because not many people listened to us. But we're right a good portion of the time when they are not. It's like I had said, when Michelle Lujan Grisham decided that summer was coming, I said then in the early spring that when July 4th came around, she's going to have this state opened up. And then I continued on and said, but after the 4th of July is over, she's going to shut this state back down again. No one believed me. Not many people heard me say it. But guess what happened? She opened up the state completely for the 4th of July. And then after it was over, she closed it back down again. Now, our governor has been fining the church that I go to, trying to get them to pay. He won't do it. And he has actually used his bully pulpit to push candidates who are running for like city council here in Albuquerque and for mayor when it happened, and also for governor next year. And they're trying to push now a whole thing saying, well, because he's endorsing these people, that makes it so that he loses his tax-exempt status as a church, and he's going to have to start paying taxes now. So everybody's now saying that my pastor, Steve Smotherman, is in trouble. I don't believe he is. He's one of the very few in this state that's doing the right thing. And the left is doing everything they can to make sure that he stops. In him, they've got a tiger by the tail because he's not going to stop. And it's just like that Backstreet Grill that got closed down earlier this summer because they were going totally maskless. Everybody else, you know, you go everybody everywhere else, and they were all saying, oh, you got to put a mask on or you're not going to be able to get in because you're going to make everybody sick. No, what's making everybody sick, folks, is the masks. And the sooner we realize this, folks, the sooner this nation can get back on its feet. Now, Fauci is saying that one of the things I saw about him was that he's saying that because people are against him, they're not following science. And when did Fauci ever follow science? I haven't seen any evidence of that one yet. But because he has been what he can to do the same thing as Michelle Lujan Grisham here in this state is, fear-monger everybody. That's what's happening. And it's like I put in the thing for my show today. I said, in Trump, we had a president who was there to help make America great again. And he did a lot towards getting exactly what he said he would, all while the left falsely accused him and fought him at every turn, accusing him of things that they themselves were actually doing the whole time. Now Biden is saying he's building America back again. But he is doing everything he can to destroy America. So what the hell is he building us to be? A third world nation? I actually think he is. That is his plan. That is the Democrats' plan. That is exactly what they are trying to do. Force America into being a third world nation. Now, that article that I found about Rittenhouse, it talks about it, and it says the jury has reached this decision in the case of State of Wisconsin versus Kyle Rittenhouse. Rittenhouse has been found innocent of all charges. The 18-year-old, now, we have to think about this here. The kid was 17 when this whole thing started out. And to all the people who have been pushing that he is guilty, all the people who have been pushing this whole thing through a trial that should never have happened, all of you destroyed an innocent childhood that was still going. And because of what you've done, his childhood is gone. He may only be 18 years old. At 18, I was still a kid. I was still doing the things that I liked doing as a kid. But him, that'll never happen for him anymore because his childhood has been destroyed. It says the 18-year-old faced various charges in relation to the shootings of three men, two of them fatally, during a riot in Kenosha, Wisconsin on August 25, 2020. Rittenhouse shot and killed Joseph Rosenbaum, 36, Anthony Huber, 26, and injured Gage Cross Kruger as rioters looted and damaged businesses in Kenosha in response to the police shooting of Jacob Blake. Rittenhouse was 17 years old at the time. Specifically, the teen was charged with the following crimes. And this is according to the Associated Press. He was charged with first-degree reckless homicide, use of a dangerous weapon. First-degree recklessly endangering safety, use of a dangerous weapon. First-degree intentional homicide, use of a dangerous weapon. Now, you got to listen to these things because the man who put these charges up against him and then fought to get them pushed in there, the prosecutor, he needs to be disbarred. The next one, first-degree recklessly endangering safety, use of a dangerous weapon. Next one, possession of a dangerous weapon by a person under 18. Next one, failure to comply with an emergency order from state or local government. Now, Rittenhouse was originally charged with that other crime, failure to comply with an emergency order from a state or local government. That was later dismissed by Judge Bruce Schroeder. The prosecution has alleged that Rittenhouse was, in fact, the aggressor in the situation and unnecessarily shot the three men. However, evidence throughout the trial, including evidence provided by the prosecution's own witnesses, appears to back up the defense's claim that Rittenhouse actually acted in self-defense. One prosecution witness, Richard McGinnis, a video editor for the Daily Caller who was recording the riot for his outlet, testified that Rosenbaum was lunging at Rittenhouse, attempting to grab his rifle at the time he was shot. That right there, people, more than one person saw that happening. And yet they took Rittenhouse to jail and then tried him for murder? Are we kidding here? But the prosecutor, in response to that, suggested there was no way McGinnis could have known what Rosenbaum had been attempting to do, saying McGinnis's assertion that Rosenbaum had been going for the gun was an interpretation and complete guesswork. Well, guess what? That's exactly what the prosecution was running on. Interpretation and complete guesswork. This prompted McGinnis to say, well, he said, F you, and then reached for the weapon. Another witness of the prosecution, Grosskreutz, admitted he was pointing a handgun at Rittenhouse at the time he was shot. And never before seen FBI aerial footage of the incident revealed during the trial also seemingly corroborated Rittenhouse's story. The footage shows three men, presumably Rosenbaum, Huber, and Grosskreutz, and I don't care if I get their name right or not, chasing after Rittenhouse, with the defendant only beginning to fire as the men appear to be within mere feet of him. And that never before seen FBI aerial footage was from a drone. Drones have a 4K camera on them, folks. That is really freaking clear. That right there should have told the judge and the prosecution, we have no case here. And the judge should have said, case dismissed. Of course, if he had done that, seeing all of the evidence, if he had done that, the people who didn't see the evidence and didn't care because they figured, oh, this is a white kid who is going to go to jail for a crime that we say he committed, there would have been riots all over the place. Now, I haven't heard of any riots yet, but mark my words here, I think they are coming.
You are listening to NWCR Radio, where the truth rings free. with the voice of reason in this very unreasonable world. Conservative Nation Media is growing, and what better way to grow than to bring our own Uncle Bing Fisher back with his great show, American by Design. Uncle Bing Fisher brings his engineer's insight and his love of America back to CNM with American by Design, Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time on ConservativeNationMedia.com. So stay with Conservative Nation Media, working to get ourselves back to 7 days a week, where now we have the weekends filled, ending with one of the oldest shows on CNM, with Bing's mellow voice giving you the wisdom that America is craving today. That's American by Design on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. Okay. We are in the process of, I'm looking for my stuff right now. We have here in Albuquerque two people running for city council, one in District 7 and one in District 6, I think it is. Let's see here. Yeah, well, not in my district anyway. My district is 7. And I voted for Lori Robertson. She wants to create safe, thriving communities. Albuquerque has seen the devastating impact of a continued rise in property theft crimes, vandalism, and worse, violent crimes. For our city to reach its potential, I'm having trouble seeing this, so I'm going to have to put on a pair of glasses so I can see it because I'm reading this. But for our city to reach its potential, we must work towards creating safe and thriving communities. We need to hold government agencies accountable. From City Hall, we need to hold our government agencies and our elected officials accountable with fiscal responsibility and personal responsibility. Address real issues with proven solutions. Economic growth and homelessness are pressing issues that continue to plague our city's administration after administration. And the one that we have now just got reelected by not doing anything about it. It's time to say enough is enough and sit down at the table with real solutions to these complex problems. Now, I voted for this woman. She wants to be part of the city council for District Number 7. That's mine. Now, if she wins, that would be a good thing for Albuquerque. But the other woman who's running, her name is Renee Grout. She was born and raised in Albuquerque. Renee has lived in the district for more than 43 years. She knows the neighborhoods, cares about us, and is passionately committed to making our community a thriving and beautiful, safe place to live and work. She supports the police and to get tough on crime, solve the homeless crisis, revitalize our city's economy to create new jobs. She is a small business owner and has been for more than 32 years. She knows what Albuquerque needs to get our local economy going and create more good-paying jobs. Renee Grout is an active community leader and volunteer. She served in the PTA, organizations supporting youth sports, and as board member of Four Hills Homeowners Association. She is a past president and board member of the Music Guild of New Mexico. She's an active member of Hope in Christ Church. And she is running for city council also. Now, the good thing about these two women is that they want to do exactly as Eddie Aragon did, but these women have actually got a chance of winning. And if they win, Albuquerque will have the first Republican majority in its city council in God knows how long. It would be something that would be benefit the whole city. So hopefully saying that doesn't
jinx it and have people say, well, if it benefits the city, we can't do that. That's the way the people here in Albuquerque think, unfortunately. But we, if you live in the Albuquerque area or in either one of these districts, one of them doesn't say which district it is, but Lori Robertson is running for city council in District 7. And it does not say what district Renee is running for, but it's up here in the Northeast Heights too. But if you go out to vote, early voting, or even on December 7th, vote for, if they're on the ballot, vote for Renee Grout for city council or Lori Robertson for city council and see how that helps our city. Okay, I've already played that. Okay, we are back. This whole idea that if you're white and you're in a violent situation and somebody dies, that it's automatically your fault has got to stop, folks. The trial for Kyle Rittenhouse went the way it should have. He was found innocent, as he should have been, because he should have never been brought to trial in the first place. But here we have a nation, and Hollywood people are now coming out on this one saying, oh, he should not have gotten off. Do they know about it? The only thing that they know about this whole thing is the fact that, oh my gosh, he killed several guys and he's only 17 and he's white. That means he must be privileged and he must be all this stuff. He's got to be put away for life. And most of the people who are saying this kind of thing have absolutely no freaking clue what the hell happened that day, because all they're going to do is listen to the freaking lamestream, lying liberal media that will parrot everything they want to hear, whether it's the truth or not. And most of the time what they say, it's not the truth. I do not think that any of them anymore in the media knows what the heck they're talking about. I don't think that any of them know what the hell the truth is. I really don't. And they just keep going like they're completely immune to anyone saying, oh, that's a lie. They look at it in a way that, hey, we're the media. We have the right to do anything. I remember a couple of years ago, I saw a movie that had this, well, actually, it was not a movie. It was in the series In the Heat of the Night, where this reporter started reporting stuff that was mostly not true. He'd get a few facts and then he would embellish. And when the sheriff talked to him about that and said he needed to stop, the guy says, hey, look, I'm the media. I can destroy whoever I want, whenever I want. Now, this show was done back in the late 80s and early 90s. And that's exactly what we've got in the media today. People who think they have the right to destroy a person's life just because they want to. And why? They are the media. They can do this. They have the right. And no, they don't. They have the right to report the news factually and truthfully, but they don't have the right to destroy a person's life just because they don't like them. They do not have that right. They do have the right to report the news. But in that right comes the responsibility to make sure what they are reporting is right. And they don't do that anymore. They haven't done that since before Trump went into office. The whole time that Trump was in office, everything they said was a lie. Especially when it came to Trump. They lambasted that man like I have never seen them do to anybody before. And the thing that was really cool about that was that even with the media and the left and everybody pushing to get him out of office, he still got everything done that he said he was going to do, which is about 100% more than Biden has done, which is about 100% more than Obama did. And what is cool about that is that Trump was fighting a three-prong war the whole time he was president. Biden, he's not fighting anything. I mean, he hears us talking about how stupid and how inept he is, yet the media covers for him, the left covers for him, his supporters cover for him like he is the greatest thing since sliced bread. But I'll tell you what, if he is, I never want to touch sliced bread again. Because that piece of sliced bread is destroying this country. And as long as he is allowed to do what he's doing, we are going to continue to go down the tubes, folks. It amazes me that here we are in the greatest nation this country has, this world has ever seen. Here we are in a country that people are dying to get to because it is the greatest country in the world. They want the same freedoms that we have. They get here and then start seeing us destroying those freedoms as we do everything we can to get rid of them. And they're sitting there scratching their heads. What in the heck are you people doing? What are you doing? Most of them can't even understand what Americans are thinking. They come here for the freedoms that we have, and they see people here and who were born here in America doing everything they can to get rid of those freedoms. And that's a good thing? Well, it is to the people that are trying to get rid of their freedoms, I guess. They figure that socialism is the way to go. But I can tell you exactly what will happen if they get their way. They're going to suddenly turn around and say, hey, this is not what we signed in for. To which I would say, yeah, yes, it is. This is exactly what you were asking for. And they'll say, no, it's supposed to be a utopia. To which I would say, hey, I've been telling you all along that socialism has never, ever worked in the world and that it's not what you think it is. And as we go farther and farther down, farther and farther into the rabbit hole that the liberals have got for us,
and nobody fights to keep this freedom-loving nation together, we fall farther and farther down that rabbit hole into an area that we'll never get out of. And when people like me, sadly, we don't have Rush Limbaugh anymore, because he was actually the one big voice that everybody knew about. But no, there are more voices out there. There's absolutely no way. You know, but there are more voices out there. Happily, most every one of them have more of a following than I do. And I'm hoping someday that this show actually takes off and does what Rush Limbaugh's show did. Because it needs to. More shows like this one need to take off, need to be heard by the masses, instead of just floating off into the ether space and only maybe about 40 or 50 people hear it. I keep hoping that those 40 or 50 people that actually hear it will say to other people, hey, you got to listen to this guy. He knows what he's talking about. He loves America. He will tell you things that the media will not. So far, it doesn't look like too many are doing that, although I have noticed that there are a few people who come in and listen that I haven't seen before. Like I said, the big microphones seem to be on the left today. The big microphones are the ones that are destroying America, folks. And as long as all of this is continuing, this nation's going to continue to spiral downhill and get farther and farther into debt. As you all know, Biden just went ahead and signed into law this $1 to $2 trillion boondoggle that is supposed to be for the infrastructure. But it's not. It is not. Hardly any of it has anything to do with the infrastructure. But they've got all their pork in there. They've got all their little doodads to push things in their direction in there. And Americans just sit back and just let it happen. And the reason why they keep pushing this kind of thing on us is because they know we are not going to do anything about it. And that's the sad part about this whole thing. We know what kind of great country we have. We know it. They know it too. But they want to destroy it. And we're letting them. We are letting them. And it's just so sad, so horrible, that I just can't even understand. I can't even wrap my head around this. Really just befuddles me. I do not understand. We it's like I've said this over and over and over and over again. We live in the greatest country in the world, the greatest country this world has ever seen. Why are we destroying it? But here we are. We're just letting
the world destroy us. We're letting our politicians destroy us. We're letting the media destroy us. We're letting Hollywood destroy us. And every one of those things are only rich because of the freedoms in America. And there I was trying to tell somebody who had texted me that about something that was going on, and I had to send that back to him. And, you know, it's just a real sad state of affairs here. We have really not too much to blame for what is going on here, except for ourselves. And as long as we keep doing what we're doing, folks, this world is toppling the United States. And we are allowing it. Now, I had scheduled an hour and a half, but I've got myself up on the top of the hour, and I have to get myself ready to head out to Indiana tomorrow or the next day, so I've got a lot of packing to do. But we will be back this next week, and this next week I probably won't be back, but I will do my updates, and they will be done from Indiana. So I will talk to you all later, and we will talk to you in a few weeks. God bless you all.
By the door.
God bless you all.